Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Ain't even in the fucking Hall of Fame yet.
Man, you blame that on
Prince ass. Reggie with a head is ring. Blame that on Detroit and that punk ass Tayshaun Prince.
No, oh, I'm talking about that was that was a serious changer too. But I'm talking about when they played the Bulls back when Jordan was jumping. And remember him and Reggie Miller got in that fight at half court.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Reggie ain't been the same since, man. He just played like shit after that, man. Fuck Jordan, man. Cost my boy a fucking ring.
I don't know, man, but hey, check it out, man. Tonight we got my man said he gonna hit us back tonight, man. My man Hitch, he said he wanna call in again tonight. Like I said, man, I was on the internet and I was looking at some things and man, I mean, I know we doing a lot of local things, you know what I'm saying? We trying to promote these local people and we got him and Mutt from Thugged Out, they going at it, so he's supposed to call in a little later on, give us an update on what's going on with that. Really, I hope they can really come to some type of agreement, because, man, both of them, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I look at both of them like family, so I really hope they can come to some type of common ground. Like I said, I sent a message out to Mutt, Thugged Out, see if I can get them on the show. Hopefully they call in. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I would love to see them actually just dead and all this shit and, you know what I'm saying, get back to the music. But check it, dog. And on that note, I know I said we gonna, you know, we performing, you know, we usually, we trying to focus on the local artists, but I got to play this joint, dog. I got to play this joint, man. Before we even get in, before anybody even call in and we get the conversation started, I gotta play this Jay-Z Kanye joint, man. This motherfucker's off the chain, dog. I think you gonna like it too, man. Now this Kanye and Otis. I mean Kanye, Jay-Z, this Otis, man. Let's bump this right quick.
It makes it easier to
popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. All the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, suck man. I adopted these niggas, still I'm drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. So your time is up, cause we in and get another gin.
Total shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the D450, I might surf it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes,
with no benefits. Not bad, huh? Just some immigrants through your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery. What we're overdue? Jay is chilling. Yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
That got to be the coldest song for the summer, man.
That shit is garbage.
Bitch, you a fool.
That shit is garbage.
Man, you know what?
I'm not even a big JC fan, but that was kind of tight.
Man, that was a cold. That's, man, that got me. You know what?
Who's ready to turn over his grave right now, man?
Teachers on, I mean, if you weren't feeling it, cool, but I feel like the song was, I like it. It was a cold-ass song to me.
That shit was garbage. I guess maybe because Jay-Z and Kanye West did it. I just don't like them motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm not the biggest Kanye fan in the world, neither. I'm not even a Kanye fan. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know what I'm saying? Jay, I think Jay needs to pass the torch, but, hey, song, it is what it is, man. I mean, I ain't gonna say you ain't got good music, and when you do, I mean, to me, that song, that's the banger for the summer.
Well, all I gotta say is this, man. This is all I gotta say about that song.
Motherfucker sound like he's crying for his mama.
Oh, you ain't even. I mean, evidently you ain't hear who it. That's old. They sampled Otis Redding, and that was a. You know what? Never
mind,
man.
He turned over his grave, man.
I forgot. You don't understand nothing if it ain't Eric being Rakim.
R. Kelly, man. Play some Kelly.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Boy, Kelly.
Hello?
What's going down?
Nothing much.
How's it going with you?
Oh, it's going good.
Okay. What you think about the song?
I like the song.
I'll say that song was fire, man. That song was cold.
Garbage.
Whatever, man. I mean, I think it's a nice song, man. I was feeling it. I was feeling that beat.
Well, I do want to say one thing. Y'all know Beyonce having a baby, right?
Now, that's something who gives a fuck about.
That's what I was getting ready to say. So we don't need to hear that no more.
I mean,
for the rest of the year. That shit been all over TV, man.
Who really gives a fuck about what Jay-Z and that girl do? I mean, you know what? I ain't going to say, I mean, congratulations to him, but shit. Hell, I ain't had four. They ain't put me on the motherfucker yet.
That's my whole point.
Shit.
Who really cares? That's not news to me. I mean, you know, okay, she ain't the first person to have a baby. And ain't going to be the last.
I guess what they're trying to say is like, they a power couple or some shit like that. I don't know, man.
Well, I'm tired of hearing about it, man. That shit on every fucking channel, man. Beyonce's baby bump.
Yeah.
Big fucking deal. I'm just saying, man. That's just me.
I gotta agree with you on that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm tired of hearing it. It's like, okay. I ain't having a baby, so what? Shit, I didn't have four, shit.
Imagine how much a picture gonna be.
Right now. Now I wish I was a photographer that could snap that damn picture.
Imagine the very first picture of their baby. How much money that's gonna be worth?
Yeah, it's gonna be some. Yeah, I'm motherfucker gonna get a million.
Man, I'm breaking to the hospital. I got my doctor suit on. I got a fake ass badge. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get in the hospital on that day. Cause you gonna get paid for that picture. It ain't even got to be in focus.
Right. Long as it's looking good. Janine, what's going on with you?
Nothing much.
You sound rather chipper.
What's your name?
You sound like you're in a good mood.
I am in a good mood.
Oh, okay, that's all I'm saying. You sound like you're in a good mood.
Yes, I am. I'm in a good mood.
Okay, that's what's up.
What are y'all going to be talking about tonight?
You know us, man. It's Tuesday. Now, what was supposed to transpire, and I mean, it still might, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we were talking about the little local beef that was going on. I mean, we touched on it a couple of weeks ago, and I looked on Facebook, and, man, that shit didn't got out of hand. I mean, let me ask you, what do you think about all this Facebook beefing and all that type of stuff?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I mean, motherfuckers going at it on Facebook. I don't mean just the rappers, but I mean just in general. You got people just going at it on Facebook, but then when they see each other, it's, you know, they don't say two words. But they get on that, and it's like, bitch, when I see you is on, or punk nigga, I'm going to put two in your dome. And I mean, what do you think about all that Facebook beefing? I mean, really, what's the point?
I don't see none of that. That's why I was shocked when y'all was talking about all that be going on. I don't never see it.
Oh yeah, they get ugly on that. It gets real ugly. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's just like, I mean, and it's just not the local rappers. I mean, I understand it. I mean, they got, you know, they got records coming out. So hell, controversy sells. I can understand that part. I can even get into it. Hell, fuck it. I diss motherfucker from another radio station. Fuck it. You know, if it's gonna get us some airplay, I'd do it. But I mean, I'm talking about the motherfuckers. The average everyday motherfuckers is just going. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because they got this one page. Gary Deadbeat Dads. Gary Bust Downs. What was that other one, Tom?
The Gary Bust Downs, the baby daddy one.
Right.
Okay.
And I don't know, but I do believe at some point one of them that's gonna get somebody hurt.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure,
what I heard was the Gary Bust Downs.
I'm sure somebody is gonna get hurt. So when they fuck around with the right person.
Shit, he hit like two times, man.
What's that?
In my
hair? Oh. I mean, because it's like at some point you got to be like, all right. I mean, because me personally, I feel like if you sitting here saying all this shit about me on here, you know, I mean, you talking about my kids, you know what I'm saying? My parenting skills. I mean, it gets deep on here because I'd be like, well, goddamn. I mean, at some point, like, when you going to back up and let this go?
Hey, we had the perfect example the other day with LaFonda. She had beef on her shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was beefing on her.
Mm-mm. That's a mess. I don't be in that mess.
But why do they do that shit, open it out on Facebook like that? Because they want the attention? Is that it?
Probably so, because I don't think they real. To me, the shit ain't real. Because it's real if you come to my face and you see it. Other than that, you just talking bullshit. And I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
Just can't get into that computer shit. If no one got two controllers with it and got a game called Madden, I'm not interested.
It, it's easy to say all that shit on a computer. When you big and bold, then you can say it in somebody's face. Then, to me, then that's when it becomes real. Other than
well,
that.
Soon they're going to be fighting on the computers, sending pows and bangs. That's the next step.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, you cannot, you know what I'm saying? At some point, you got to look like, all right, I mean, come on, you sitting here, you going hard at this person, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, all right, what do you expect is going to happen when you see me?
Hmm.
I mean,
that's
you got
another question.
Right, what do you expect going to happen? You think we're going to hug? You think we're just going to talk? Like, what you think going to happen when you see me? I mean, I'm talking about, I'm saying, motherfucker. Then my thing is, how smart are you? How smart are you to tell everybody on Facebook now, you might be a motherfucker that will pull the trigger on the motherfucker. You might be one of them motherfucker certified killers. But how smart is it to tell everybody on Facebook, hey, I'm finna murk your ass when I see you. Then he come up dead. Police got him. here's right here say that I didn't write that. What? Fuck you, man, you ain't write it. Somebody hacked in your shit, wrote, you gonna murk the nigga. Everybody see you and him going at it. I mean, like, what the hell?
Oh, I got something that I saw on Facebook. This was a little boy we grew up in church with. He probably like 2 or 3 years younger than me. He on Facebook with his face covered with the guns. What's some guns that they not supposed to have in the streets? Them double barrel shotguns or sawed off shotguns.
Uh-huh.
You know, the ones that's illegal. He on Facebook taking pictures with the gun pointed toward the camera. He got pictures of money all stacked up on the bed with drugs and all this with his guns and stuff like that. His face covered on all them pictures. Then you click on the next picture, he's just on a regular picture with his face showing, just smiling.
Probably got a probation officer just looking at
it. I thought that was the most hilarious shit. I said, now what in the world was he thinking? We was like, see what Zion Temple create.
I'm telling you, they don't think. I'm telling you, it's just like, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, if I'm mad at somebody, and I mean, I have got on Facebook, and I have, like, if I was upset about something, I might post, like, you know, today ain't a good day, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, damn, you know, but as far as I'm going to say, well, such and such, you did this to me, you did that to me. When I see you, we going to get it in and this, that, and other. Because 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying? I could get mad at you right now. I could be mad as fuck at you. Within the next couple of hours or something, or by the time I calm down, it's like, you know, what we really mad about? Now you got to prove something. You know what I'm saying? You got to prove, well, because now you got everybody on your friends list saying, well, man, Cass called you out. Cass called you all kind of bitches and punks and shit like that. So now you got to do something. So now it's going from, all right, well, you know, dog, look, this wasn't supposed to end like that, to, all right, now I got to prove a point. I got to prove how hard I am now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
My thing is, like I said, I mean, And I'm hoping that Hitch and Mutt, I hope they're doing this from a music standpoint. I mean, I love to hear rap battles. I mean, I give me a rap battle any day of the week. I love to hear them. I just don't want it to escalate and get into nothing that where a motherfucker got to actually go get a lawyer because they on trial because one motherfucker dead and the other one, you know what I'm saying? He fighting for his life in this prison, you know what I'm saying, over some shit, over words. Words and motherfucking Facebook.
Facebook motherfucker. Facebook is a motherfucker, boy. I mean, hey, you can say what you want to say. And a lot of people don't think they have to worry about the consequences. That's why
right.
they say what they say.
But shit. There's consequences for everything. Everything you do, there's a consequence. You know what I'm saying? As a reaction to every action.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I agree.
So, I mean, most like people post that kind of shit, they need to think about the consequences. I don't threaten nobody. Fuck a threat. If you threaten the wrong motherfucker, he gonna get you before you get him.
Right, he gonna get to thank you. Well, wait a minute, I mean, cause man, fear is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If I'm scared of you, hell yeah, I'm gonna try to kill your ass. I ain't
That's
gonna keep
true.
Trying to fight you.
That's very true. Next thing you know, I've been jumped out the bushes on your ass.
Right.
I'm scared of you. You know what I mean? Then
put some holes in your ass.
Because you trying to, you know what I'm saying? You trying to act all hard. You telling everybody what you're going to do to me.
Yeah. I
and I'm
going to
find out about it.
I think I'm bad for take motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Take them slugs because just on the strength the motherfucker was scared of them.
Yeah, that's true. But then you got them stone cold motherfuckers. They gonna get you just for the hell of it. They ain't
scared. Cause you been running off at your mouth, man. Motherfuckers, hey, motherfuckers feel like, oh, you talking like this? You talking reckless? Okay. I got you. I'm gonna do what I wanna do to you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that. I feel like I don't fuck with nobody, bro. I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't trying to start no arguments with nobody. Nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Even on the show. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We here to have fun. And that's why I said I sent it out to Hitch. I sent it out to Mutt. Hey, man, let's see if we can come on the show and squash this. Let's see if we can get this together. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, man, we got two guys that's really trying to do good music. And it's like, man, I mean, they went at it so hard, man. I'm like, oh, my God damn. Then it's drawing, then you drawing other factions into it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like if I get into a beef with somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know, just think, if I get in beef with somebody, or you get in beef with somebody, or for that matter, Wick, if I see y'all into a beef with somebody, via Facebook, first I'm gonna ask y'all what the fuck y'all doing. But at the same time, this motherfucker threatening you, talking this shit about you, this, that, and other. Hold on, cuz, who is this? What's all this about? You know what I'm saying? You get the drawing factions in, next thing you know, you got a big-ass war going between people, and half these motherfuckers don't even know what they fighting over. They don't even know what the fuck these two niggas fighting over because somebody took 50 cents or somebody smoked somebody else blunt. But you got 100 motherfuckers going against another 100 motherfuckers because of some shit that, you know what I'm saying? They don't even know what the fuck going on about.
And usually in those cases, man, the motherfuckers that get hurt be the motherfuckers that got shit to do with it, helping out another motherfucker. You know what I mean? You just jump in it because your boy in it, and you the one end up getting hurt.
Right.
Friendship is a motherfucker, boy.
People just don't understand how strong words are nowadays.
See, I don't even think it's that, man. I think it all boils down to friendship.
That's what I think it all comes down to. You know what I mean? Because I would jump head first in any one of my friends' beef. I don't even got to know what it's about. I'll find out about it afterwards. But if you call me and be like, look, man, I'm finna go do something. I need you to ride with me. All right, I'm going to ride with you. I'm going to ask questions while we ride and trying to find out what's going on. But then if I'm in the car, I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit. But I'm already in the fucking car. What am I going to do? Will let me out.
Okay. So now let me ask you. Would you try to defuse the situation? I mean, knowing what we know now, would you jump in the car and still just ride? Or would you try to defuse the situation now?
It depends. It depends on who the beef with. If it's with a motherfucker I don't really give a fuck about, then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let's say it's a beef amongst friends. Okay, it's a beef amongst friends. That kind of shit, I would try to defuse that kind of shit. But if it's just a motherfucker you know from the street, if I don't know him, fuck him. You know what I mean? I'm going to still ride. But if it's amongst friends, I can't let that shit go down. That shit, I have to really insert myself into that kind of beef. But if it's just, okay, you got beef with your neighbor, you know what I'm saying? I don't know your motherfucking neighbor, you know, fuck your neighbor. Let's go get him. You know what I mean? But if you got beef with my cousin, that's different. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get all the way up in that one to find out what's really going on.
All right, and like I said, commendable as that sounds, bro, and I support you for it, and I love you for the fact that you would do that, but at the same time, man, we didn't got old enough where I should be able to, talk you out of doing something crazy, or you should be able to talk me out of doing something crazy.
We should.
You know what I'm
saying? It should be.
You know,
I agree with you.
If I got into a beef with somebody and I'm, hey, dog, I'm finna murk this dude right now, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to be like, hey, sit your ass down. You know, sit down, calm your ass down. Let's go get a drink. Let's go talk about this. Let's go someplace else. Because, like I said, at this point in time in our life, dog, ain't neither one of us capable of doing no 20, 30 years.
Well, I know I'm not.
All right, so, you know what I'm saying?
At the same time, it depends on what it is.
Now, if it's something about your child, children, you know, we all know that's off limit. I mean, there's all rules out the door when it comes to children. You know what I'm saying? We already know that. Now, children, hey, let's go bury the bitch. You know what I'm saying? But as far, I mean, you know, just bullshit, random shit. Because me and this motherfucker just had an argument, man. Me and him we just got into it. We had an argument. Me and him had probably drank it too much. One of us then had a little bit too much to drink, and, you know, it went from there.
Well, on some shit like that, I would do my best to try to talk to my brother and do something dumb.
Well, see, now
but
you can't
some of
them
got it made up. Huh?
I mean, and at that point, dog, and at that point, and I mean, we might finna have a disagreement about that. At that point, then, yeah, I'm going to tell you, let me out the car, man. If you dumb enough to keep trying to do this shit, then let me out the car. Because, man, the way I look at things, my life is not my life no more. You know what I'm saying? My life is my kids. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing for them if I'm dead or locked the fuck up. I can't do nothing for them.
Well,
you know
yeah, you're right. That's something we would totally disagree about because I don't feel that way.
I mean, okay, so if I'm sitting there and, you know, we, I mean, dog, I mean, really, can you really, like, I mean, at the age we are, can you really sit there and see me saying, you know, without looking at me like, motherfucker, you are retarded. Dude, I'm finna go murk this nigga right now because we had an altercation. You know, you gonna actually sit in the car and take a
chance. Like I say, man, it depends on what happened. I got to know what happened. You know, I'm not rolling on no murder case. Very few people on the planet that I would ever roll with like that. Very, very, very few. So if you call me talking about you finna go kill somebody, number one, it depends on who you are, number one. Number two, if I roll with you or some shit like that, would you be willing to do the same thing for me? You see what I'm saying? I take all that into consideration before I get in the car on some bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? Number one, if you're talking about a motherfucking murder, I mean, 99% of the time, you know, you roll a solo. Because I ain't that motherfucking cool with too many motherfuckers to do some shit like that, first and foremost. And if I can't talk you out of it, then, hey, see ya. Peace, love, and hair grease. I ain't rolling with you like that. You know what I mean? Very, very, very few people I would ever get in the car with on some bullshit like that. If I know going in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, you can call me and say, hey, man, this motherfucker over here tripping, dog. Come roll with me. Okay, but that's not like, okay, we about to go whoop a motherfucker ass. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But now when
we
get there, hold on, let me finish. You got what?
You said if I said, come on, man, dog, let's roll over here. You get in here, excuse me. You see in my eyes, dog, I'm finna try to kill this dude. I might be belligerent, I might be drunk out of my mind, but whatever the case is, I'm about to try to kill this dude. Nah, I tell you, well, you like, well, what the fuck happened? Man, he disrespected me.
And I say, how? Disrespect you how?
Dog, let's just roll. Come on, dog. We'll holler about this later.
Well, in that situation, it really depends on who you are. It does. In my eyes, it depends on who you are. You know what I mean? Because if we get there, and then you start talking about you gonna kill this motherfucker or some stupid shit like that. First of all, I ain't gonna let this shit happen like that. You know, if you motherfuckers want to square off, y'all can square off. You know what I mean? As long as none of his people pull out a gun, then nobody on this side need to pull out a gun. Motherfuckers can just squad 1-on-1. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but now, like I said, my question goes back to you. I mean, if, like you said, I got it in my eyes, dog. I got murder in my eyes. I ain't trying to hear what his people got to say. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. I got murder in my eyes. I got murder in my eyes, dog. I don't care. I mean, this beat can be frivolous, but you can see me. You know me. You know me better than anybody. You know what I'm saying? You see me, you like, okay, look, I ain't never seen this dude have before. This dude is actually finna do something. Dog. I mean, if it was me, and I'm looking at your face like that, like, okay, man, Tom's finna go kill us. He really finna try to kill this motherfucker. No, I'm not even finna let you go over that, dog. I'm finna try to defuse the situation before we even get there. Now, if I see that it's to the point where I can't defuse it, and you finna do it, you finna do this shit anyway, dog, I gotta tell you. I mean, I'm gonna beg and plead with you. I'm not gonna jump in front of no pistol. But I'm going to beg and plead with you. But if you just not going to listen to me and you just going to go do this crazy-ass shit, and now, dog, I'll tell you, no, I'm not going, dog, and you don't need
okay,
to go.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What if we already there? What if I just call you and say, look, man, I need you to back me up on this one, dog. I just want to see what this motherfucker got to say to my face. Now, we there. We there. We face-to-face. This motherfucker slapped me, and I upheat. What you gonna do then? You there?
Okay,
you just gonna be mad
that
at me. That's it. You just be pissed off. That's some bullshit, man. You got me on some bullshit. But it's too fucking late now.
I understand that, and I'm not going to, I mean, my thing is this, okay, I'm not going to sit back. I mean, if he hits you, hell, you better hit his ass back. Shit.
No,
I'm not jumping in front of no gun for nobody. Fuck that. I'm not jumping in front of no gun, right? I mean, you enough heat. Hey, you better kill everybody. You better kill all the witnesses around.
So that means you too.
I mean, if you feel like I got to get killed, then so be it.
I got to do everybody on the block. No, man, I think it all comes down to this, man. I think friendship is a motherfucker.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Well, hey, you'd be just another G laid the fuck down if I think you're going to snitch.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Okay, well, let me out. Wait.
Fuck him, man. That motherfucker, he ran on me once already.
I didn't run on you when nobody's fighting. I ran on you on the police. You should have saw when that mug was getting out the car.
Same fucking thing. You ran.
Well, it's not. That's police. I never ran on you with no niggas around. So don't even
that motherfucker hauled ass on me, dog. He just
on
broke
the
on
police.
Me.
I was heated up. You wasn't. I had more things on me. They'd have took my black ass to jail. You should have ran.
Ain't got shit to do with it. You should at least said you was running. That motherfucker didn't tell me he was running, dog.
Well, fuck, you didn't hear. You never listened.
He had guns, he got everything on him. That's pretty much common sense. You
and
pretty much do.
Said,
okay,
and
yeah, that's common
and,
sense, right?
And
number
they opened
one.
The door and they said, you. They didn't say me. I mean, they didn't say you. They said me. Come here. What the fuck you thought I supposed to do? He pointed exactly
to
me.
You standing right on side of me, dude. You could have said, I'm running. And took off? You didn't say a word.
What the fuck? Oh, I'm finna run so they can upheat and make us both stop. You should have took off with me and make it so bad I stayed on the highline because if they're going to take you to jail after I stashed the gun, I was going to come back and turn myself in. Maybe I should have just kept running all the way to the projects.
Look here, I got to say this, man. Now, I got to say this on his behalf. Dog, now, me and Wick have been in many situations where we had to run. I mean, I don't know if it's mental telepathy or what, but all we had to do was look at each other. We already knew, okay, time to go. I ain't letting no words
do shit.
Man,
dude,
I'm
going to tell you exactly how it happened. That motherfucker stopped. That driver dude got out the car. He got one foot out of the car. He said, first they let the window down. He said, hey, you, we both turned around and looked at him. That motherfucker opened the door.
No,
he had one foot out the door. I turned around. This motherfucker was on the high lines already.
Wait, if you gonna tell it right, tell it right. They drove past. They stopped, looked out the car. Hey, you, we both looked. They said, no, the little motherfucker, come here. That motherfucker opened his door. When he opened his door, put his foot out, you should have knew I was already gone. You knew I already had heat on me.
Yeah, I didn't know you had no damn heat. You ain't saying nothing about no fucking heat.
Nigga, went back in the day back then, I didn't carry heat.
Honestly, man, whatever,
back
man.
Then,
you still ran.
Okay, let me ask Cass. Cass, back then, when did I didn't carry heat?
Yeah, you always had a gun on
him. I mean, honestly, when did I didn't carry heat? At nighttime, at 2, 3 in the morning? When did I didn't have heat? Honestly. Give me one day back then that I didn't carry heat. Wasn't going to church, so you can't say when I went to church.
The boy did always keep a pistol.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
And this was, and that
he
was America, and I was heated. Goddamn, I would have hoped you had heat on you.
All right, man. Okay, you didn't run, man.
What was your point, man?
Before this motherfucker ran on me, what was the point? What was the question you trying to get to?
You know what? I don't even know no more because y'all changed the whole subject. But to be honest, what should he have done? What should he have done?
He should have said, "I'm running."
And then he would have got out the car, already snatched me up, took the gun out, let you go, and I still would have been in jail right now.
No, I said you should have said you're running.
I looked dead.
You
should have
gave me some kind of indication. And you're taking off. I didn't even know you ran until I turned back around. You was halfway up the high lines before I even knew you ran.
Wait a minute. Now you just lied to him because you saw him run past you. He was right on my trail. So I didn't run that quick.
We both turned around. By the time he got his one foot out the door, you had already took off. I didn't even know you ran until I turned.
The partner was already on my trail.
I looked at you running up the motherfucking high line. I turned around. The other motherfucker dashed past me, and his partner had already pulled his gun out.
This is where sometimes your mind go a little crazy. I didn't run towards the high line.
I remember that night.
I ran towards the bushes. I didn't go up to the high line after I got rid of him, after he popped at me and he kicked his boot right past my face after I jumped in the bushes. I came up the high line and walked. No, I did not. I came around the high line. I know which way I ran because he ran through
the whole point? What was the whole key? What's the key word you just said in that whole sentence you just said? What was the key word?
What?
You ran.
That was the key word.
From the police.
You ran.
The only person I ever ran from was the police. Police.
Hold on.
What would you
do? Hold on. We got somebody new on the line. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
What's up?
I'm top time back.
Who is this?
Selena. Who is it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Selena.
I want to hear what he would have did. I know Cash would have knew I was going to take off if I was hot. So. Maybe your thuggish licious wasn't as good as it was back then. I'm just saying, you knew I was heated. Probably I had rocks in my pocket, so I just supposed to sit there. I'm out 3 in the morning, goddamn 16 years old.
That's not the point, man. The point is you should have said something. You didn't say shit. You just took the fuck off.
What the fuck I supposed to say with the cop getting out the car?
You had time to run, right? You had already made up in your mind, I'm running. You already made. As soon as you saw the motherfuckers, you had up in your mind, I'm running. And you never once did
point
you blank
feel
the relay
you that quick enough. You should have been quick enough on your feet. Everybody else would have ran with me.
I ain't running. I ain't do shit wrong. Fuck am I running for?
That's the point. That's why you stood your ass there and I ran, because I knew I was wrong. I wasn't going to say, I ain't do nothing wrong, so they can pat me down. Oh, yeah, now
but,
we
should have said something. Should have said something. And that's right. I was pissed about that.
What would you
have said? You should have said something, goddammit.
What? Or maybe
I'm
you should have known. You should have known. If the police getting out the car, I'm hot. What else you expect me to do? You should have, your gangsterism should have kicked in. You can't blame me for running. You only thing you could blame me for that you wasn't quick enough on your feet like I was. I didn't leave you. I came back. After I stashed my shit, I came back. Did I meet you at home?
Fuck out of here, man.
What'd you say, Cash?
I say his gangsterism just didn't kick in. That's all.
Oh, my gangsterism.
I don't know what it was.
But that was fun.
I can't get it in no more.
That's just worse than the last fucking time.
He didn't want to leave that Snickers. That's what it was. He didn't want to drop that damn Snickers.
No, they took that shit. The police took it.
If you'd have ran,
and the fucking chips. I wasn't running with that shit in my hand in the first day. I ain't do shit wrong. What the fuck am I running for? I'm on my way to the crib.
And that's precise. That was your part of thinking, and mine was, I'm hot. I'm not finna sit here and be with him. I ain't doing nothing wrong, officer. Them motherfuckers would have kicked my ass out there.
You still ran, motherfucker.
You're damn right. I never said I didn't.
Come on, Tom. Now, real talk. I mean, you sitting here saying that. You ain't have shit on you, right?
Hell no, I ain't had nothing. All I had was the bag.
Okay, you didn't have no gun, no dope, no nothing on you, right?
Nope.
Now, Wick, who had the gun and the dope on him, I mean, of course, why wouldn't he run?
I understand that. I don't have a problem with the running part. My beef is you didn't tell me you was running. You just started running.
How fast did that shit happen? You like I had 5 minutes to sit there to get out the car. Yo, dog, I'm finna take off running right now.
Dude, as soon as we turned around, you was already running.
And he was on my trail.
Now you knew he had the gun.
He didn't run till you ran.
That motherfucker was on my trail.
He didn't start running until after you ran. That's how I knew you were running because he started running.
You knew he had that gun on him, though, right?
Swear to God, I didn't know.
Man,
swear
you
to God, on my grandmama's grave, I motherfucking didn't tell me shit. He ain't tell me nothing. We just walk into the motherfucking liquor store. Like
and
every other motherfucking night.
Once again, Your Honor, let me add my case. I'm going to ask people of the court. Back then, when did I didn't have a gun?
Hell, I can think of plenty of times. You didn't have heat every fucking day. I can think of plenty of times where you didn't have heat. You used to sleep at my crib.
And I had
heat. So you didn't have heat every day of your fucking life.
Yes, I did. If it wasn't in the car,
man,
it was goddamn on me. Yes.
Keep it real. You didn't have
heat
every day.
Okay, let's ask
again.
Cass, back then, when did I not carry heat?
I mean, we all carry guns. I mean, we all
not
have.
Every day. Not every day.
No,
if
you
I'm
not carry
guy,
guns
I'm
every
guy.
Day. You probably didn't carry guns every day, but I'm pretty
you
sure.
Either, man. Come on, man. This sensitive, man. Keep it real here, dude.
No,
you
keep
carry
it real.
No
just
gun every day.
Well,
you did not carry a gun every day.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Yes, this was when that other bullshit was going on around that time, too. Yes, I did, bro. Yes, I did. All
right, well,
remember,
I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I can
which
remember plenty of times down in the basement.
By the time you barely can remember.
There wasn't nobody strapped
your
down.
Name.
Plenty of times. And we used to walk to the liquor store. From the basement. And I know for a fact you didn't have no heat. And I didn't either.
We know you
so
never
you didn't
had
carry
no that
fucking
much.
Gun every day.
Yes, I did.
Well, I mean, hold on, man. Considering that you always carry nunchucks, man, you always did have some type of weapon on you, too.
Not every day.
I don't know what you thought those nunchucks were going to do against a .45, but you did carry your nunchucks a lot.
Damn right. Yeah, I did.
All right, well.
But, I mean, I've had my fair share of guns, and I didn't carry a gun every day.
Motherfucker, please. When you
not
got
every
your
day.
First gun,
not
you got your first
day.
Gun, you slept with that motherfucker. You never went nowhere without it.
Not every day.
He don't want to hear that. You
that's
know?
My point.
He don't be wanting to hear
I'm
that. You know,
real.
He got
I didn't
to
carry
right.
a gun every day. I'm keeping
when
it real. I have no reason to lie about that. Why would I want to lie
you
about
got
that?
When you got your first pistol, old man, when you got your first pistol, that motherfucker was inseparable with you. You was infatuated with that motherfucker.
Yeah, you was.
I mean, you just remember parts that you want to remember. What they call that
I remember everything.
Yeah, you got selective memory.
I remember your ass ran.
Yeah,
I remember you ran without telling me.
You're damn right.
I remember that.
If the shoes is in different feet, I hope you would have did the same thing.
I
hope you would have been dumb enough just to sit there. I hope you wouldn't have been dumb enough to sit there and carry your ass to jail so both of us can go to jail.
No, I would have said, I'm running. I would have told you I'm running.
You don't know what you would have did in that situation because, as you said, you didn't have nothing on you. You was clean. When you clean and you know you don't got nothing to worry about, you don't know what you're going to do. You're going to do exactly what you did, stand there. I don't got nothing on me.
You remind me
right
of a Mack truck,
I don't know this. You gonna say the right thing you did. I don't know that motherfucker. I was just walking with him.
You remind me
you
of a Mack
right
truck,
thing.
Man. Put that shit in reverse. Beep, 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 motherfucker.
Yeah.
Say you running next time.
The truth hurts.
Truth be said, say you running next time, goddammit.
Truth be said,
I'm still
you be
mad
on the
about
same
that.
Page.
Damn right. I hold grudges, goddammit.
Well, be on the same page next time, because I ain't going to apologize for not carrying my black ass to jail. I'm sorry. Can't do it. I did the right thing, and I hope any other nigga that's listening would have did the same thing. Partner should have knew to run, too.
Oh, I just supposed to know to run. That's amazing
exactly
how you're
right.
Supposed to know what you're supposed to do. Oh,
yes,
if we see the police, we automatically supposed to run.
I'm going
to
go down the line. I'm going to ask our callers to Sin City. Starting with the co-host, Cass.
Yo.
What would you have did? Police put his foot out the car, what you have did?
Hey, we going stride for stride. As soon as he said, hey, y'all stop, it's time to go.
Well, who else on the phone? Your name?
Yes.
What would you have did?
I would have ran.
Anybody else on the line?
Well, we got Sunshine on the line, but she ain't pressed one yet, so I'll take it she ain't home from work. But I'm pretty sure that she would have ran, too.
I tell you what.
Fuck all y'all.
I ain't run.
But you can't be mad at him for running. He ran for a reason. You didn't run for a reason.
But I'm not mad. See, that's the thing. I'm not mad that he ran. I got no problem with him running.
But did you get in trouble?
My problem was he didn't say nothing. He didn't tell me he was running.
Did you get
in
trouble?
That's my problem. We standing side by side. You can say I'm running before you start running. You have that much time to say I'm running. We're standing side by side.
I don't know. I don't know what time warp you was in, but that shit happened kind of fast. And I looked at you. I thought you. That was my fault.
Did I look back at you?
You
did we make eye contact? Did we make any kind of eye contact?
Well, actually, no. I can't remember. Actually,
unlike you,
I'm not going to lie and say I remember that much. I can say I can remember that 20 almost 20 years ago exactly. Did you look back at me? But I know
we didn't
I
look
thought
at
you
each other.
Known.
That's why you didn't tell me anything. You didn't give me none. No hints. Nothing. You just took off.
Wait a minute. Let me try this again. Maybe I should do it in baby steps for you. When they first stopped over, they wasn't even fucking with you. The main person they was fucking was with me.
That motherfucker
they
said.
Their whole attention was on. No, not they didn't say the tall, bald head motherfucker. They said the little short bastard.
Okay.
So the main focus was on me.
Well, okay, but you
main
so what you're
point.
Trying to tell me is out of all
that,
out, from the time they pulled us over, from the time they stopped us.
Look, they
the
rode
time
right next
actually,
to and stopped.
Can I finish? Can I just make my point, please? From the time
please
they stopped us. Till the time you started running, you didn't have there was no extra time for you to say, I'm finna run.
That shit was about 3-point-some seconds. I thought you should have known. You should have known. But like you said, and even if I would have said I was gonna run, would you have ran? No, because you didn't do nothing.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
At that time, you didn't say that. You did say, well, I ain't had no reason to run because I ain't did nothing.
But he could have told me. That's my whole point.
I could have wasted that extra time that gave me the little distance away from him and get caught when you ain't going
to
run.
I know you turn around and start running, and that wasn't enough time for you to turn and see I'm running at the same time you're turning and running?
I thought you was on the same page. If the police would have pulled up on anybody else I was with us walking, I'm pretty sure they would have known to run with me.
Well,
I didn't know. I thought you was on the same page.
If I ain't done nothing, I'm not running.
then let it go. You just said you made your the perfect argument for me. You wasn't going to run away because you didn't
go.
Do nothing.
I'm taking that shit to my grave. I hold grudges, motherfucker. Fuck
well, I
grand.
See you on the stairway to heaven,
you
then,
ain't
motherfucker.
Tell me you was right.
We'll argue about this on the stairway
that's
to heaven.
Just like, that's like your boy did what he did without telling me. That's another motherfucker I got a grudge against. I wish his ass was on the show, too.
Everybody that did something to Father Time, what about the grudges we got on your ass? Father Time don't do nothing, huh?
Air him out.
Goddamn. Father
Time. Air him out. Son of a...
Asshole.
Biscuit.
Goddamn asshole. Father
Time. You got peace with me to check your refrigerator.
Motherfucker.
Goddamn,
Father Time got a lot of goddamn nerves, you goddamn old ass, evil ass man.
Okay, well, check this out, Tom. I'm glad y'all done finally got that off y'all chest. But, Tom, we have a little technical difficulties. My man Hits, he hitting me up saying he's trying to call in, but the lines are busy.
It should be.
Well, no.
Somebody just jumped in.
Right, so I just told him to try it again. And you too, motherfucker.
Right, I don't know. Hey, but look, we're going to get off all that 1989 type shit, man. While we're waiting on my man Hits to call, man. Let's talk about the term half. Okay.
The term who?
The term half. Like half brother, half sister, so forth.
Oh, okay.
Who was this just called in, man?
That was me, my fault. That was Selena. I had to click on.
Okay, Selena, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You have brothers and sisters?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, are your brothers and sisters by the same mother and father?
I have me and my brother, my mother's child, and I got two sisters and another brother, my daddy's children. That's somebody else.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say we were dating, and I met your father's, I met your brother's sister on your father's side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you introduce them, you're gonna introduce them as this is my brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but now let's say we were talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Would you still refer to him as my brother, or would you say something like my half brother or my brother on my daddy's side? Be honest.
No, honestly, I always say my sister now. I always say my sister. Mm-hmm.
You never use the term half. Like this is my
I have like if somebody just know that, you know, just know me and my brother, and I say, well, yeah, you know, my sister live in Madison. What sister? I say, where's my half sister, my daddy kid? You know, in that term. But I try to say, I always make sure I say my sister and them, because one of my sisters, she got a big issue as far as she always thought that because my daddy wasn't around her, he was with my mother and us, and I had to break it down to her like, shit, he ain't take care of none of us. But, you know, I ain't going to say he wasn't there. He didn't stay with none of us, so don't take it like, you know, he just looked out for me and my brother. You know, hell, you know, you my sister, so don't take it like you don't mean no less than them. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I always make it my business to say. What?
Y'all do know a woman created that, right?
Did she? Who is she?
I don't know what woman did, but a woman created that if it's by me, that's your brother, your sister. If it's by your daddy, that's your half brother, your half sister.
Some bit ass woman.
Nah, check it out. And here's what's gonna fuck y'all up. And y'all can Google it if y'all want to. Actually, if y'all got the same mother, y'all considered half. If y'all got the same father, it's okay. Now that's more your brother or your sister. Now if you got the same mother, it's just your half. Now, if y'all think I'm lying, Google it. Check it out.
That don't mean it's true because basically.
No, I'm saying because think about it now. Think about it. If me and you got the same father, we come from the same loins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But your mother carried it.
Yeah, she okay. Shit. I mean, hell, she the motherfucking suitcase for 9 months.
Nah. She carried you, so that means she trumped that other shit. That low end.
I put you there.
You ain't put nobody there because where you gonna put it at?
You mean where I'm gonna put it at? Shit, I put it where you know.
No, I'm saying though, but you can always put it in a napkin. Don't make it, you know what I'm saying? If it was, you couldn't put it nowhere but in a woman. So, I mean, to make it a person.
Okay, my whole point, what I'm saying to you is that I put it in there. I mean, look, right. I didn't make this up.
I'm not saying it.
And you know some old bitter ass woman made that shit up. Oh, that ain't your real sister. That ain't your real brother. That's your half.
Oh, yeah, because people still say
you know some bitter
like
ass broad. Right. You know you done heard it time and time again.
Right.
What do you mean? Am I lying?
Right.
No, you're not.
Okay, there you go, man. I'm telling you, that's real shit. All right, now hold on, man. Hold on. My boy just hit in. He just got through. I guess he's having technical difficulties. I don't know what happened. But I guess he had 9 hits. What's happening, dog?
What's up with it, fam?
What's going on, man?
Man, just chilling, man. Sitting back smoking.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna start it right off, man. What the hell is jumped off with you and what though?
Man, you know it's about the same shit I was telling y'all about last time. I guess it finally got to him. You know what I'm saying? The song or whatever, it finally sunk in that I was talking about him. I don't know if he's slow or whatever, but I guess he just figured that shit out.
Okay.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you a quick question. So he's pissed at you because of something you said in the interview?
Nah, he mad at me because of that song.
Oh, okay.
Because of that song about paper.
Now check it out, dog. Check it out. Just stay with us for a second. I'm gonna play the song. If it don't nobody know what he's talking about, I'm gonna play the song. Then we're gonna come right back and hear what you gotta say about it, dog.
Alright, let's get it.
Yo. Yeah, motherfuckers is in trouble, nigga. What a god on my mama. Mammy. All that shit, goddammit. Yeah. I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho?
Okay.
I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho?
Okay.
I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. I hear your song, nigga.
Go.
Man, that shit whack. Always talking about your ass got big threats. I ain't never even seen you with a damn car, but you all on Facebook acting like a damn star. Everybody in the hood know that you broke.
Okay.
You spend every dollar that you made on some coke.
Yeah.
You put it up your nose.
What?
You just a big joke.
Joke.
I'm getting all the dough.
Joke.
Just call me Big Folks.
Folks.
I'm about that paper, nigga. Put that on my mammy.
Yeah.
They sucked your bitch ass up when you was in Miami. You a soft fat cookie. Yeah, boy, sweet as candy.
Okay.
I hate to put your own blast supposed to be my family. I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho?
Okay.
I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho?
Okay.
I'm bout paper, nigga. What the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. You say you smoking loud. Well, I'm smoking louder. When you was robbing for Jordans, I was rolling powder. You on that petty shit. I'm on the bigger scale. You a small fish. I'm a killer whale. And since when thug niggas do the dozen? You shouldn't have got me started. Now I gotta do you ugly. What happened to your mohawk? Man, that shit was funny. I'm glad you cut it off, cause you was looking kinda funny. Seem to me you would do anything for the money. Just so you won't have to go back
to being dusty and bummy. Tipped out. So, so swagged out, pull your cash out.
Okay.
So, so swagged out, pull your cash out.
Okay.
I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho?
Okay.
I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho?
Okay.
I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. You the pride of what?
What?
Nigga, who proud of you?
You
running around doing the type of shit that cowards do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you start beat the main one in the shit.
Okay.
But when it get thick, you wanna act like you innocent.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, how you ballin'?
Ball.
You living with a bitch. I heard you signed a deal, so why you ain't getting rich? You was better off as a free agent, but you suck a lot of balls cause you wanna be famous. But it's over cause your bars get weaker every year, dude. Can't you see, don't nobody wanna hear you? You just running live, we know you bum and ride. You ain't no star, boy, you just a bum with pride. I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho? I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho? I'm bout paper, nigga, what the fuck you bout, ho? Yeah, you talking about it, but that ain't what you about, ho. Yeah, you talking about it.
All right, man. Hold on one second.
Wow.
I got
Hits.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
I love that. I love the pride of what. I love that line, man.
That's what's up.
I love that line, dude. That was nice.
I appreciate that, man.
Okay. Now, check it out. All right, dog. Now, I got to tell you, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, we go way back. You like, you know, we go back, like I say, we like family. And Mun Jeff, they like family to me, too, man. So, I mean, is there any way that y'all, because I, like I said, I asked him to be on the show also. You know, I got to tell you, I mean.
Hold on, man. Somebody got to turn their computer down.
That's probably me, man.
I mean, okay, you know what I'm saying, man? Is there any way that this could just be squashed, man? I mean, is there any way that it could just be dead?
I don't know, man. You see all that shit that nigga was talking, man.
Yeah, it did get outrageous. It did. I mean, it got bad, man. That's why I called you, you know what I'm saying? I sent the message out to him, man, like I said, man. Both of y'all make good music, dog. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Both of y'all, I could consider both of y'all friends of mine, you know? And it's just like, wow, I mean, damn. I mean, I went back to the G for my daughter's birthday, so I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't on no computers or nothing. Dog, and I got back to look at the computer, I'm like, what in the hell? When the hell did all this happen? I was like, damn, dude. And then that's like, y'all just, I mean, man. I mean, okay, well, let me ask you. Is this just going to stay, you know what I'm saying, from a music perspective? Well, man, I mean y'all ain't trying to take it farther than that, right?
I mean, like I told you last time, man, you know what I'm saying? They say they the best, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So I did what I did. So, you know, it's on them to prove that they the best. Now, if they want to leave it with music, that's cool with me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's whatever they want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold on. We got a caller calling in. We got a caller. Hey, caller, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, who is this?
Just Lisa.
What's happening,
buddy? Nothing. I'm listening in on the show because I've been reading that shit on Facebook, too.
Oh, okay. You want to add something to it?
You know what I think is getting too personal? I think it's silly. Yeah. It's silly.
You say you think it's silly?
Lisa,
hello?
What you say?
You say you think it's silly?
Yeah, I think it's real silly.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you on that.
I mean, some comments that was made, you know, shouldn't even be made. Both of them, they men, so whatever they had to handle, they should have handled that outside of Facebook. I mean.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I feel the same way. You know, like I said on the last show, everything started because they heard that I said something about them that I didn't say. So all they had to do was come to me, man to man, and ask me, did I say that, instead of going on Facebook, putting my name and stuff. That's how it all started.
Okay. I mean, I like good music, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, as far as if it just kept on the music thing, I think it'd make for some shit damn good music. But that's all I'm just saying. I'm hoping it just stay music wise. I mean, because there ain't no sense to going no farther with it. Now music wise, I will sit back and like, okay, this gonna be about the weather that came right here. But these two
but
go
you know,
ahead.
But it's beyond music wise right now at this point when you throwing no blows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all day.
And okay, here, let me ask you a question. Have you ever collaborated with this guy?
Yeah.
You guys ever done anything together?
Yeah, we actually have a couple of times, and it didn't turn out right neither time.
Wow.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
Do you think he hold a grudge against you? Do you think this is personal, or is it just about the music?
Yeah, I really do believe that, man, but, you know, I really don't know why. I really can't understand why.
Let me ask you, do you think, man, I'm just asking, you know, like I said, I ain't trying to throw fuel on the fire, but I'm asking, do you think this disagreement with you and Tension, do you think that play any part in it?
With Tension?
Yeah, I mean,
it might play a little part in it, but because, you know, it was things being said back in the day that, you know, they were supposed to have said about the MCGs. When Tension used to ride with me all the time, you feel me? So I really can't see that.
Everybody,
say what?
Y'all clicking up against each other now. You see what I'm saying? There's no independent rappers. You know, y'all not doing it on y'all own. It's like y'all clicking up, spreading apart, and now y'all at each other's throat.
I mean, we was all supposed to click up together, man. But you know, certain people got ego problems. They want to run everything. They don't want to work with people and be fair about situations. And that's how it ended up,
So now, with all that being said, I mean, because a lot of people, I'm just keeping it real out here, a lot of people think you two first shot. Everybody think like, okay, shots fired, it's fired the first shot with the fist on. But what you're saying is that this was going on behind the scenes way before you even made the song.
Yeah, I used to hear things about them telling, you know, certain promoters, oh, don't put the MCGs on those shows. They washed up, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? That was way back in the day, you know. You know, I asked them about it. They denied it. I left it alone and, you know, kept it moving, you know. But it's just been going on continuously, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just felt like it was time for somebody to prove, you know. You talking this and you talking that, go ahead and show and prove. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it really was, you know what I'm saying? Like I told him, don't get mad, it's just music. Not once have I threatened anybody. I'm laughing at everything he's saying, you feel me? But, you know, he said he makes a threat. So, you know, whatever.
Oh, shit, that damn Facebook page. I'm sitting there like, damn, hold on, man. This shit is going, you know what I'm saying, this shit going too far.
Wow.
You know, and like I said, me and you, we like family. I'm like family. Them guys, I would love to see y'all be able to, you know what I'm saying, to sit down and get this just squared away. Like, okay, let's just get this out in the open.
I would too, but you know what I'm saying, every time I see them guys or whatever, they say it's cool, this, that, and the other, and then a couple months later, here they come on Facebook talking crazy. I got tired of it, man.
I mean, what I'm supposed to do?
Well, I mean, I feel you. I mean, if that don't stand up for itself, you know what I'm saying, by all means. But, I mean, I'm just wondering, did, I mean, do you know it goes deeper than that? Because, you know, you got certain people in people here where, oh, man, it's that and other. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if it's long, I mean, as long as it stays on the radio, I mean, no, like I said, I kick back and just like, okay,
I'm all for it just being music. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't got nothing to do with nobody hood, nobody click, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I went at the artists that I went at. And now they supposed to be so much talented artists. Come on back with, you know what I'm saying, whatever you going to come on back with. Let's get it popping.
Right. Like I said, man.
My question is, you went at the artist that you wanted to go after, so he's going to retaliate and come back after you. So y'all going to go back and forth. You don't think that's going to lead to something else when y'all cross each other's path?
I mean, man, if people could act their age, you know what I'm saying, it shouldn't lead to nothing else. You know what I'm saying? It's a business. It's an art. You know what I'm saying? Use it for what it is. We can make money off of this.
Exactly, but when you get personal... When you're getting personal, you got kind of personal in that song. So when he retaliated on Facebook and talked about your cancer or whatever, I felt that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that don't even bother me because, for one thing, he don't know nothing about my situation. So he just speculates. So, you know, it is what it is. I ain't tripping on that.
Right, and like I said, I mean, you got like, okay, you had Jay-Z and Nas. They went at each other hard. I mean, they brought baby mamas into it and everything. I mean, when you're rapping, it's just like anything goes. But
right.
You didn't see them turn around and just, you know what I'm saying, they see each other like, okay, the big fight broke out. I mean, we don't need no Tupac and Biggie shit. Hell, for that matter, we don't need no 50 Cent and Ja Rule. But now if you got a healthy competition going, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, like I said, it's an art. Rapping come from battling. You know, that's how the MCs did it earlier. They battled each other. You know, now granted, I mean, everybody do put a little more personal shit into it, but, I mean, shit, you got to have thick skin to get into this game.
Right.
Right here.
And if you listen to my song, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I did this to them. I did say stuff about them. But never once did I say anything violent towards any one of them. So if they take it like that, that's because they small-minded, and that's all they motherfuckers can resort to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because like I said, I mean, I understand about you got to go at it. I mean, eventually somebody going to diss somebody. Like I said, rap is all about having thick skin. You can't expect to be a rapper and nobody not say nothing about you. Somebody going to catch you at some point.
Right.
I mean, my whole thing is, man, I mean, even with what was being said, I'm like, oh, man, you know, damn, is they taking it there? You know, it's like she said, when she said the cancer thing, I'm like, wow. Damn, that was, you know, I mean... You know, I'm figuring that's a lot too, Bob. He went at Mob Deep talking about sickle cell or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. I'm not a rapper, but I mean, you feel like certain things should be off limits like that.
Man, I mean, you can say whatever you want to say because they don't bother me. You feel me? I don't care what you say. Because whatever you say, I'm going to come back with whatever I'm going to say. And I'm going to be creative with it. So, I mean, you're going to have to come with it. You can't just keep saying the same thing or, you know what I'm saying, just trying to be around the same subject. I mean, I could keep going on and on for days, man. That was just, you know, a little sample. You know what I'm saying? To be real.
So now my question to you, dog. I know you. You know what I'm saying? And you've been knowing each other a long time. But you were saying all this. Did you go back to the studio like, okay, here come round two, motherfucker?
So you saying, do I already got something else in the chamber? Is that what you asking?
Rounds coming out. Yeah, that's
what I'm asking. I mean, man, you know just like I know, man. You always got to be prepared. I'm going to just leave it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to see what they do.
Okay. Because, like I said, I don't have that thick skin, so I never even tried to be around. You know what I'm saying? I don't have thick skin like that. I'm not going to even lie to you. I mean, a lot of shit, the back and forth that went on, man, I'd have been hot. I'm not going to even lie to you. I'd have been hot.
Yeah, but if you notice, I barely even said anything to him. You know what I'm saying? He kept saying stuff to me. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't really that serious to me. But, I mean, you know, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
I'm really hoping that y'all could just, you know what I'm saying, keep this. But then, okay, let me ask you this. And I'm going to ask you this. Because I know you. Like I said, I know you and I know them. You know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact that the people that you know ain't going to sit around and just let no bullshit just ride.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Get
and
it
I
out
know.
Of the
Say what?
Excuse me?
No, never mind. Go ahead.
and
I
want to
know what you said.
I know the people that he knows, if they know, they ain't going to let nothing ride. Like, okay, like for instance, you know, I've seen, like, certain people jumping into the argument. Some was on your side, some was on his side. You know what I'm saying? And then you got factors where you and him ain't met up. Y'all ain't even, you know. But then you have different factions just coming in, and before you know it, it's like this big-ass beef going, and it's like both you or him can even dispute the situation. You have some bullshit jumping off.
I'm saying I feel you all day, man. But like I said, man, this is artist to artist. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, man. So
exactly.
I feel like nobody else shouldn't even try to be in it. I mean, it's people that I know, like you said, and it's people that he knows. Some of them know each other and they cool with each other. So I mean, why would you do some stupid shit over some rap shit
exactly.
over a song? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, and that's my thing. Everybody just jumping in like, yo, well, I'm going to do this, or, hey, I want this motherfucker to do that. Kick back, because, I mean, as far as this goes, y'all just going at it here. I mean, granted, y'all might have had some Facebook words, but them ain't nothing but words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just typing on the computer, so, you know, typing
exactly.
in all caps, that don't mean nothing.
Right.
I couldn't help it, man. I ain't too dog.
Oh, like I said, man, I just wanted to just, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, to see you and him go at it musically, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? I think it'd be something to behold.
And
you
know what's crazy about that, man? The whole situation, man. I straight used to listen to them guys. I straight used to support their music. You know what I'm saying? And it just seemed like, you know, I don't know what happened, man. Once I opened up the studio down here, man, it just seemed like all kind of guys just started getting jealous of me for some reason, man.
Shit, man. What about this, dog? What about if a motherfucker just fucking? I mean, put it out there. Let's just take it to the stage. You versus
right.
me.
Right.
Let's just take it to the stage.
I mean, I've been told him we could go song for song. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. A long time ago. He was like, nah, I don't want to do that. It's on Facebook.
I mean, exactly. I mean, all right. That's what I would like to see. I would love to see y'all go song for song. You know, just battle. You know, no 10 people jumping in, no, you know what I'm saying, no crowds in the back, just you and him on stage.
I'm willing to do that, if it's possible. I ain't got no problem with it. Let's get it popping.
I think
motherfuckers would love to see that.
I think y'all can come up with something, dog. I really do, man.
Hey, shit, if you can make it happen, nigga, I'm there.
Hey, man, hey, trust me, I'm going to try my best to do so. I'm going to try my best to do so, dog. I would love to see that.
Good.
I mean, like I said, nobody
could
on stage.
Could you invite me, too, so I can kill both of them?
Oh, damn, why you going to do all that? You gonna,
no, I'm just playing.
Gonna,
I'm joking. I'm
you gonna, joking. You're going to come assassinate both of us on the mic.
Man, I'm going to have to get you out of business.
I don't hear you spit something right now. You mean you spit something right now?
No, I was just joking.
Look at you.
Oh, shit, I thought she was going to go with it. I thought we got
you
a
too.
Creep in going over here.
Yeah, I thought it was about to get popping over the hill.
Okay, so what you did music with everybody too?
Yeah, he used to be my engineer down here for a couple of years. So
oh,
we got a lot of music together. We was working together before that anyway when he had a studio up in the G, Lake Station or whatever. Yeah, we was working together then too. So, yeah, we got a lot of material together.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. I was just gonna ask her why she asked me that. What you gotta do with it?
Huh?
Okay.
is you and Yellow Boy still working together?
I mean, man, we still talk, but we ain't did no new music together. We still got a lot of unreleased material together though that's about to come out. So you know. We on cool terms right now.
Okay.
I guess I could say that. Yeah.
What you say? You guess. You got to put it out there. You guess. Huh?
Yeah, I guess I could say that, man.
Now who was that?
Say what?
Who was that you talking about?
Yellow Boy, Dead Bodies, whichever one you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Well, check this out. I want to get in the studio, man. I'm going to make me a mixtape.
Man, let's get it.
I'm going to jump in. I'm going to make me a boss time coming in. We're going to make us a mixtape, man.
Let's get it, man. I'll put some drops on y'all shit, a couple songs, whatever.
Man, you know damn well I don't know how to rap.
You ain't got to rap to make a mixtape. You can make a Sin City mixtape. You ain't got to rap on that song.
Oh, well,
go ahead.
Please. Oh, that's
not
bad, dog. Shit, you know,
I can
talk slick than a motherfucker.
Right.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? You can just get songs from the artist and you can host it. Do all the drops, talk all the shit between the songs.
You just didn't hear me. I told him I'd write his lyrics for him.
Oh, you going to write for him? You going to be his ghostwriter?
When I blow up, you gonna dish me in? Talking about that, oh, motherfucker, you don't even write your own rap. That's all right. I ain't finna go. What my daughter tell me earlier, I ain't going.
Hell no.
Man, I mean, cause I thought for real. Now, hey y'all, I kicked it in the studio with the hits, man. Hey, it's a real professional atmosphere. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no basic shit. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker ain't in no motherfucking in the tub with wood and shit all around. it's a real professional atmosphere, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking that.
Where's that in Indianapolis?
We offer 10th and Capital in the Studs Business Center, Suite B490.
I mean, is that on the east side or what? I'm not
that's,
really
that's,
familiar
that's
with
close,
that.
That's close to the downtown area.
Oh, okay. You know what 25th Station is on the east side?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Earlier today.
Yeah, you probably about... Maybe like 15, 20 minutes away.
Oh, no, I ain't out there. That's where my Hoopack Club is. Yeah, I heard a couple of punishment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, like I said, man, you know, I got to get back. I was telling them all the time, man. We can do photo ops up there. We can do the whole nine.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's all good, man, whenever y'all ready, man.
Fucking around with this motherfucker.
vibe.
Well, check it out, y'all. Y'all know we always in the chat rooms at sincity.spruce.com. You know, we in the chat room. Me and Father, I guess Father Time's still in there. Then again, I might be in here solo. I don't know. Tom, are you still in there with me?
Yeah, I'm in there, man.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, check it out, y'all. We in the chat room, man. And I know, hey, I ain't trying to get cut off. They've been cutting us off. Hey, we've been running over for the past three, four weeks straight. So, you know how we gonna do it tonight. We gonna have our final words from everybody. We gonna start off with Wick. You got any last words, dog?
Much love to the show. It was a pleasure hearing you on here, my brother.
Man, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Go run some more, man. Go get the jog on.
Man, let it go.
Hey,
Wick,
you know you owe me a...
Hey, Hicks.
Give Father Time some gangsterism. I think he's losing it.
Damn. Oh, man, he's from the hood, man. He still got it in him.
Okay, now you know what, Hicks? Hold on, Hicks. Before we get off of here, we're going to get off here. We got to ask... I just want to ask you this question. Check it out, dog. It's me and you. We walking down the street, right?
Yeah.
We coming from the liquor store.
Yeah.
Police pull up. They tell me to stop. Hey, you motherfucker, stop right now. Now I'm dirty. I got guns. I got work on me. I'm dirty as hell. What you think I'm gonna do as soon as they tell me to stop?
Man, you better run, nigga.
run, nigga.
Okay, but hold on. At the same time, we both walking together. We side by side. Are you going to tell me you're going to run, or you just going to take off running without saying nothing?
Man, I ain't got to tell you shit, because I'm running. You better run, especially if you the motherfucker dirty, because I'm running anyway, even if I know you're dirty.
You here.
I ain't.
I'll rest my case, Your Honor.
I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm out of this motherfucker. You feel me?
Thank you. I rest my case.
See, that's how Ivanhoe motherfuckers, man.
Hey. You supposed to new?
Hell yeah, you supposed to new. Fuck that.
That nigga gonna say Ivanhoe. Right. Nigga, you from Ivanhoe too.
I know, man. That was a joke, man. Ivanhoe was a joke.
Nah, you was just out of the projects a little bit too long. Living in them houses, you didn't know about running no more.
Yeah, he thought he wasn't supposed to run no more because he moved out.
I moved to the suburbs. I don't have to run. I didn't do nothing.
Oh, shit.
That's right. I ain't do nothing. I ain't running no more. I'm tired of running.
I don't have to run. Yeah. I'm from the suburbs.
Hold on. Somebody got a question for you.
They gave him that gut punch, though.
What was
Sunshine?
That?
I thought Sunshine had a question for you, dog. But I guess not.
Wait.
Yo.
What's with that update? Nigga, you know you owe me an update. We had a long, drawn-out discussion that night about that.
I'm getting better. I got some other things going on pertaining to that right now.
Getting better.
Excuses, nigga. Nah, her mama died, so I'm kind of being a nice guy now.
You think she gonna be not? Oh, okay. Mm.
It's not what she think; it's what I think is right. I feel is right.
She.
Thank you. Thank y'all. This would be the time right now where you be like, "Hey, let me get my shorty. Give you time to yourself and let you get some things together."
Sunshine, let me tell you something. He done went over there, and this is what happened. This is why he's so nice. This is what she did.
Snap that pussy back. He can't hold his vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
After that, it goes
damn.
He's
a hypnotizer nigga, huh?
Yeah, well, she got
that I wouldn't touch that shit if it was the last shit on earth again.
Who said that? What happened to
that? Yes, you would. If you went, if she called you to come up right now,
I wouldn't go.
If she waiting on you butt ass naked,
I wouldn't go. Now, if I didn't have nowhere else to go, I probably would. But since I have places to go, I wouldn't go over there.
I'm telling y'all, he be walking down the street.
Snap that puppy back.
Damn.
Dang it, happy as hell.
Wow. All right, y'all, check it out. Check
you
it out. Listen, you got any last words, man?
Nah, I came in on the end and really didn't hear too much of what was going on. I have to go in the archives and see what I missed.
Okay, that's what's up. Selena, what about you?
Well, I just want to say to Hitch, you and Dude Mutt, you know, y'all real talented, and I can see a lot of money out there with y'all name on it. Y'all should call the truth and get that money.
I always been about money. That's what the song says.
Oh,
about
yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you know,
If we can make money, you know what I'm saying? We can make money. I ain't tripping.
I just don't want y'all to, you know, hurt each other in the process.
I feel you. I don't want it to come to that neither, but you know, it is what it is.
That's what's up. Janae, where you at, baby? Okay, last words, but I know once again you the truth, but I know you'd be like, I don't know what the hell they talking about, but you the truth.
No, I don't know. The only part I knew was dead bodies, yellow boy. I don't know nothing else.
Oh wow. You knew that, huh?
What you guys?
She knew that one.
I don't have no choice but to know that one.
Oh, yes,
my
child's
father.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
I knew it was something to it when you said it.
Hey, did you hear how she said it? Yeah, I know that motherfucker.
Yeah.
She said it like that. I know the fuck he is. He better know the joy when I catch his ass with his child support.
Hell no.
At least I'm number one on the list.
Oh, so one in line for the,
Yeah, I'm the first one in line.
You say it is a list, though, huh?
Yeah, it's a list.
you better go gold when he come out. He better go gold.
I'm first in line.
I mean, he cold enough to go more than gold, you know. He focus and do the shit. So hopefully you know what happened for him.
Me too. I am his biggest fan. His biggest promoter.
Get out of the thing. Just get rich, nigga. Just get rich.
Hello.
You got any last words for us, man?
You talk to me?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, it was a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, for y'all having me on the show once again. Thanks for everybody, you know, that supporting your boy. Go get that Hitsville USA mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And be on the lookout for Hitsville USA 2, Straight Slamming, Mixtape, Big Business 4. I mean, we got a lot of stuff, man. I can't even remember everything. Just, you know, follow your boy Hit, and we're going to get it popping.
Okay, that's what's up, y'all. Check it out, y'all. You know how we do it. SendCity.Spruce.com. Hit the site room, hit the chat room, do what you do, tell your people, make a page. Let's get this motherfucker on the popping. All right, y'all. We're going to holler at y'all. Peace.